How often are you taking moments and time to think back about how far you've come, about where you started, and taking inventory of where you are right now to show you how much you are capable of? On today's episode, it's kind of going to be a little bit of a recap over the last 7 months or so, just talking about the start of the podcast, but this beautiful, ugly, painful, dope, deep transformation that I've moved through in this time that you all were introduced to me on this podcast to now. But it's also going to be a call to action for you to really take inventory of how far you've come in the year, in 3 months, in 6 months, in 8 months, and to really utilize that to inform your personal and your spiritual growth moving forward from this moment that you take time to introspect on that. So that's what we're going to get into today. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. Welcome back to the Full Ass Human Podcast, your landing place to reestablish a relationship with your humanness. I'm your host, Mel the Oracle, and since 2015, I've built a platform and community centering the human experience and re-spiritualizing the journey of humanness. And so with this podcast, I bring all of that rich experience from the last 7 years, mixed with my personal journey and story, to give you wisdoms and tools and new perspectives and essential lessons that support you in humaning better. Let's get into the episode. All right, y'all, welcome back. First things first, this episode is brought to you by my lovely Spotify playlist called Movement, Daydreams, and Nostalgia, a Clairsentient Vibe. And this, because I'm kind of doing some reminiscing and tapping into some nostalgia of my own, I just thought this would be a cool playlist to tap into that vibe. So check that out at the link in the show notes if you want a nice short vibe to just take you on a journey. All right. So I think I'm going to name this episode Splitting the Chrysalis. And the other day I was in my morning meditation and I just had this moment where I had a thought about a butterfly and it came to me and I was like, yo, that's exactly what is happening right now. From really the beginning of January 2022, but definitely from like March to June was the real start of me entering into that chrysalis, just like the caterpillar does, and cocooning myself, and then moving through that really deep growth stage, and then moving through that journey of splitting and breaking through the chrysalis. And that's often, that's what June to really up to maybe a month and a half ago has really been for me, is moving through that grueling process of, okay, I've moved through the stuff. Now it's time for me to break out and use my wings to move forward. And oftentimes that process of actually splitting and breaking the chrysalis is what is most hard for that developing butterfly. Maybe there's another name for that, but, and so I feel like the chrysalis is just split open and I am emerging. And so again, as I asked you in the intro, how often is it that you acknowledge your growth? How often is it that you acknowledge those times, those eras, those seasons of your life where you are splitting the chrysalis? And we go through thousands of those on our journey, but how many of those thousands of moments do we actually acknowledge? I'm also hitting episode 20 today, and that feels like a deep milestone for me. So I want to celebrate in this moment by sharing that with you. How often do you really celebrate and sit and be with a milestone that you've reached? So to honor episode 20, again, I'm going to do just a little recap. It's not going to be long and drawn out as far as recapping every single second, but you all have a public view or insight into what I've moved through from those first episodes to now. You can even hear it, just how I may have sounded or what I was talking about or how my voice was coming through in those first episodes, and then how it sounds now and the embodiment of my growth now. If you listen to the first episodes to now, you will absolutely, if you're tuned in, you will notice the difference. And, you know, when I started this podcast, it was really just like, I have a lot of shit to say and I don't feel like writing this. I don't feel like just designating my sharing to writing. I want to use my voice. I want to put my body into my sharing. And so I just started it just as like a personal place for me to come and share. And as more people started to tune in and really experience a healing from my voice, but also from what I was sharing, it's now turned into like, okay, this is still very much for me, right? It's still very much what it started out to be, but now it's growing into something else. And I love that. I'm ready for that. And I'm open for that. But this all started when I put myself on a business sabbatical because I was so deeply burnt out, and not even from the work that I was doing, but doing things in a way that didn't serve my energy, didn't serve like my core purpose of who I am. And and because I was in so much disalignment or of so much out of alignment, I burnt myself to a crisp, and my mental and my emotional health were suffering. So I, you know, started this podcast about 3 months from that moment that I put myself on this sabbatical. And so I had just started it, and then I had made this decision that I was going to be transitioning back to my home state and into my childhood home. So this is like one layer of deep transformation that was happening. And then I recorded one episode, and then a week later I had started this physical transition, which was like my 3-day pilgrimage from Austin, Texas to St. Paul, Minnesota. And I didn't know it at the time, but ooh, I was about to experience some deep, deep physical, mental, emotional, like energetic changes because of that transition. And I was quite blindsided by how deeply this would affect me. I knew it would affect me, but I didn't know it would affect me so deeply. And so after this transition, right, I'm settling in. And a couple of months in, I'm noticing that like my feelings of sadness and hopelessness and the frequent crying and the anxiety, but also the depression and like the pressure and the stress, there was so much that I was moving through that I didn't know that it was like an actual thing. So I also started therapy in this time, and my therapist let me know like adjustment disorder is a real thing that people don't acknowledge, but it's a real thing and it comes with real symptoms. So when you are adjusting to something that affects you so deeply, it shows up in your physical body, it shows up in your mental body and your emotional body. All right. And, you know, so y'all know I Googled, But it says an adjustment disorder is an emotional or behavioral reaction to a stressful event or change in a person's life. The reaction is considered an unhealthy or excessive response to the event or change within 3 months of it happening. So that, and I just want you to like take a breath and just think about a transition that you've gone through. And we know that transitions can bring about a lot, but we also kind of like brush off what a lot means, and we don't allot ourselves time and space to really like really honor what an adjustment, what a transition can bring up for you, even things that you didn't even think were related. All right, so you know, maybe think back to a time where you were moving through a really big adjustment or transition, and maybe how, you know, your response to that showed itself in certain ways. And for me, right, it was the anxiety and the depression and all of that. But I am 100% sure, just from an intuitive, coming from an intuitive place, that it led to physical health symptoms. Physical health issues that I have never dealt with at any other point in my life. Some were similar, but there were some that were completely out of the way. All right. Like pressure in my brain, swelling of my optic nerve, like dizziness. It was a lot, y'all. It was so much. And so this, on top of like this transition that I was already going through and like this adjustment disorder truly developing, and then on top of that these health scares that were coming through, I really had to endure and face my fear of death, literally death, in this time in ways that I've never been called to before. And so it there were so many deep internal and paradigm shifts, and those I kind of want to share with you today, just kind of giving you a bullet point of paradigm shifts that I moved through from June to this moment of this podcast episode releasing. Lots of deep identity stripping and resource stripping, you know, like there's just so much, but the internal and paradigm shifts is really what I want to share with you today. So I am completely convinced, and people who are around me and have seen me through this journey from starting the podcast, but everything that I have experienced from that moment, I am a different person than I was a year ago. And we're all different people every morning when we wake up. Yes, yes, I know. But like, I'm different. my energy is different. Everything is different, and it's as a result of these paradigm shifts that I've moved through. So one of them is truly and like really and truly infusing the feminine and my feminine biochemistry in the way that I move through my days. So syncing with the seasons and syncing with my cycles and just syncing with the cyclical way of life and nature. Y'all know I've infused that into every episode. That's not anything new for me, but I have taking it a step like really deeper and devoting myself to syncing my life with my menstrual cycle has allowed me to understand the difference between time management and energy management, has helped me to really understand the deep like hormonal like scientific implications of what it means to sync your life with my feminine biochemistry. And what that has helped me do is even further drop down this urgency energy that I usually live in, that I ran my business with. And so allowing myself to like really tap into that has allow me to realize that there truly is more space that life isn't short, life is long. You know, even that thinking of life as long and not thinking about life as short, that's a whole nother way to move through your day and through your life at large. And so there's so many, you know, I was telling a friend the other day that my introduction to, and I'm going to do a separate episode on this, but my introduction into syncing with your menstrual cycle, syncing your life with your cycle, has all been very like spiritual in nature. That's where a lot of my education has come from, and it's been very beautiful. But I've read some books recently and tapped into some information recently that involves bringing in the science and really talking about feminine biochemistry into the implications that syncing with your cycle has on your brain and your body, your microbiome, like all of these really nuanced things. And it helped to bring those two sides together for me and like really helped me to get it, which helped me to like catapult myself onto a whole nother level of devotion to syncing with my cycle. So that's a really deep paradigm shift that I have tapped into on this, like this sabbatical, in this time of splitting the chrysalis. And another paradigm shift is this inner rebellion against conventional norms and modes of being, of working, of working in general, of being inside of the journey of entrepreneurship. Because I am no longer subscribing to working hard. And I know that people will have every single thing, and I don't give a fuck. I literally don't care what anyone has to say about that. I am not subscribing to working hard anymore, because it truly puts this unneeded pressure on what you are able to do to achieve success and whatever that means for you, or to achieve something that feels good for you, or to share your work and your purpose with the world. And I've moved into this inner rebellion against anything that is, you know, socially normal as it relates to working or relationships or living or career or whatever it is. If it doesn't feel good and true to me, I'm not going to move in the world as if it is. And I'm not going to people please to make other people think that is true for me when it's really not. And I'm telling y'all again, that has helped me to drop so much anxiety. There's no way that I could really describe it to you. It's just something that you would feel in my energy when you talk to me or when you see me. And it feels really good, because a lot of the pressure and a lot of the stress that I put on myself in the midst of this, in the real like dark periods of this transition, was because I was holding on to conditioning around all of these things that I'm talking about that weren't really true for me, but I wouldn't let it go. I wouldn't let myself let it go. And can you relate to that? Can you resonate with that? Knowing that something is fundamentally not true for you, but it's so deeply entangled in your nervous system and in your body that you cannot let it go. So that was a journey. And this next thing I wrote is releasing urgency energy. I talked to that just a little bit ago, but you know, everything is urgency. Like, the year is coming, or January is over, and I didn't do the, and the week is the day. And it's just like, that's like everything that's centered around every aspect of our lives is looking at the calendar, looking at the time, right? Looking at the what month it is, what day, and sinking our worth and accomplishment to that. And there's always this doom of not having enough time, of not finishing things by this year or by this age. That's how we move like that. And so urgency energy centers everything that we do. And I will be, you know, I've said this before, I understand that it was a privilege for me to be able to come home and lick my wounds like I did, not having to like force and rush to start making an income again or whatever it is. I understand that I have the privilege. So that allowed me the space to like set down feeling urgent. Now, again, it took me some time because even though I was placed in an environment where urgency wasn't needed, it's running on autopilot in my body and in my nervous system. And so I resisted that for many, many months. But then there was this moment where it's like, yo, that shit feels fucking horrible. Why do you keep subscribing to that? Like, you really have to get to a point sometimes where you ask yourself, like, why the fuck do I keep taking this on as true? And again, I know we live in a society. We live in a capitalist society. We have to, you know, there's certain things that we have to live. All right. We're a part of this society. We're living here. We're a part of it. I understand that. But we also do have a responsibility to ourselves to really figure out like how we can still do that and be a part of that while still creating a life that doesn't kill us. Seriously. Because it's either that or work yourself to death, like literally kill yourself trying to like move in a way that society says move. We all, most people in our generation are in some way resisting this, like this culture of urgency, this culture of doing all the time, this culture of over productivity. Like, we're all resisting this in one way or the other. So how can you devote more parts of your life to ease? And it's just a question. I have an answer for myself, but that's not going to be the answer for you. All right? Like, we are in totally different circumstances, but it's a question for you to ask. How can I devote more parts of my life to ease? More areas of myself and my life to ease? Just write that down. Meditate about that. Move about that. Smoke about that. Just see. Just see what comes up, you know? Just see what comes up. Like, oftentimes, asking the question is what makes way for the answer. Not asking the question doesn't even make the answer available to you. All right. And so the next thing, this next paradigm shift that I moved to was prioritizing intimacy and for the right reasons. And when I say prioritizing intimacy, I mean removing myself from Instagram, really trying to cultivate and grow and nourish my Teaching by Living newsletter, which you can join by clicking the link in the show notes, and like really pulling my energy in, because that was another part of being burnt out, spreading my energy so far, especially on that Instagram app, just like putting out and creating to turn it into something. And like my energy is just a leaking, of energy. And I realized that that shit doesn't feel good to me. And what feels good to my introverted, sensitive spirit is bringing my energy in and bringing in the people who fuck with me, instead of trying to cast out to everyone and weeding out who fucks with me, like really only making myself available to the people who want to be here. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm still trying to navigate this, right? Because I am trying to create this ecosystem around the podcast and things that I want to do. And for that, I do need to invite new people in. So I'm still finding my way with this, but I know that prioritizing more intimacy and like exclusivity with my energy and what I decide to share feels better to me. And so I'm going to prioritize that again, regardless of whatever the fuck everybody is telling me to do, telling me I need to get back on Instagram and do all this. No. So now what? So I'm still finding my way with that, but it feels good. Like I said in my newsletter a little bit ago, I'd rather be talking to 100 people who are deeply engaged and who really want to be here and invest in me the way that I invest in them, versus being, you know, talking to thousands of people who are just around, who just want to see some shit, who just, you know, they're not even present at all. They're just there. No, done with that. So, another thing that I really deepened into is truly understanding and honing in and honoring my message and my passion for human care. Realizing that all the things that I've done, you know, because it was so hard for me to let go of my business, Grow Your Love Space, after the 7 years that I, you know, was in that business. What I realized, though, is that even though I'm creating something different, it's still me at the core. Like everything that I did before centered caring about people's like human self, like caring about humans to the core, caring about having people reinsert the soul and the spirit into their human journey, and to really see practicing and being fully human, like a full ass human, as a spiritual practice, as a way of tapping into spirituality, you know. And that's always been at the core. So again, having this time to like really be stripped of everything else and all the things that I thought were the right things for me to be doing in the right direction, and all the things that I've been told to do and ways to move. Once I was stripped of all of that over this, you know, 7 month period, I really was like, ah, this is what I'm truly passionate about, right? I'm not passionate about teaching movement, you know, to the BIPOC community. I'm passionate about holding space for the people in that community to honor their humanness and to know that the person sitting next to them honors that as well. For them to take a moment to breathe deeper and zone out enough to really see how their human experience informs so much of their spiritual growth and evolution. And how just being present with that on a daily basis fully allows them to have such a rich experience while they're here and while they're alive, right? My passion wasn't teaching sensual movement and erotic expression to women. It was about allowing those women to honor and pay reverence to their human experience as they are. Like really understanding that they are not alone, that they have community, and that they get to unleash the fullest version and expression of themselves, regardless of how they've been told they cannot. Right? So like all of these things that I was doing were ways to do what I'm doing now, which is to really like share this message of acknowledging your humanness, and not to be a perfect human, but to be a full human, and what that can look like, and what that can look like when you are seen through someone else's devotion to their humanness, right? And then you taking that and passing that on. Another paradigm shift is, I just talked about this. I guided movement for so long, for so many years. I wish I knew a cumulative amount of hours that I've guided bodies through movement. And so when I went through this transitional time, it was like, I don't know, I felt a lot of grief because I wasn't like really teaching anymore. And I didn't have a desire to. I didn't feel like teaching movement anymore, or guiding it anymore. Just, I don't know. And I felt a way about that. I felt really bad and like guilty and shameful about that as well. It was really interesting. But I even just didn't feel like waking up and like self-guiding my own practice. I realize that I'm in a space and a time where I want to be guided, where I want to be guided, where I want someone to guide me through, where I can feel held into deepening my movement practice. And y'all, I mean, that sounds weird. This sounds weird, but that shit fuck with me. You know what I mean? Like, why am I not passionate about like guiding my own practice anymore? That used to be something that I loved, like not having a teacher, just having my own personal practice. What does that mean about me? What is that saying? So what is you saying? But yo, I talk about this shit all the time. It's like seasons, eras, and I'm just in one where I want to be guided. I don't feel like guiding. I want to be guided. I don't feel like figuring out, you know, I just, someone guide me, please. So it took me some time to even like tap into that, and to be okay with the fact that like I also, my body felt like it wanted more of my traditional yoga practice, right? And I had like naysay that for quite some time, because I was, you know, because at that time I was feeling more of an attunement and affinity to like just simply more sensual and intuitive movement, which I still am and do, but my body is calling for my traditional practice as well as yearning to be guided. So, you know, it's so interesting. And I call this a paradigm shift because, you know, look, sometimes you got to ask, like, do you really believe in seasons and eras? Do you really believe that at certain times you need something different? Your needs change over time. Your desires change over time. And certainly what your body needs changes over time. Do you really believe that? Because if you do, why are you resisting that what you need and what you desire are changing? You know, like sometimes you really got to ask yourself these questions where you got to call yourself on your bullshit, and where you have to call yourself on if you're telling yourself the truth or not. If you truly believe what you talk about, you believe or not. I've had many of those moments in this time, okay? And you know what? Another thing too is just, and this is, I call this a paradigm shift for me, because settling into my gifts as the oracle has been really deep for me. Not second guessing that this is an actual gift that I have, or this is who I am. Not questioning if this gift is real or if I'm just telling myself that this is who I am, right? Not second guessing or wondering if I'm helping or serving the people around me, regardless of how many times they've told me that. Do I believe that? And so that has really, throughout my whole like career, you know, as a healing facilitator in any capacity, I've always had that questioning and that second guessing in the back of my head. And in this time and in this period, I don't. Or I'm moving further and further away from having any questions about it. And just knowing, yes, this is what you are. This is who you are. This is what you're gifted in. Settle in. Sink in. Breathe into that. Surrender into that. All right. How many times have you known that you have a gift, or you've been told and you feel it, you've seen it, you've lived it, you've moved in it, you've shared it, right? You've expressed it, but there's still this part in your head that's like, but am I like just telling myself I have this gift? Like, I know what these people are telling me, they're giving me the feedback, but like, am I really, like, do I really, you know, how? You really got to think on this. Like, how many times has that happened for you? Or how much does that happen for you? Because I know I'm not alone in that. Where the gift is clear as day, but you don't believe it. And I think a lot of us move like that, where we have something, but we are constantly pushing ourselves to not second guess it, when all we have to do is just fucking believe it. And I'm moving into that place, and it is a true paradigm shift for me, because I don't know that there's any other eras, especially around this gift of mine, that I haven't second guessed it, that I haven't thought that I wasn't, you know, doing it good enough, or I wasn't really serving people. So to be in this place where I'm like, yes, I am. Yep, I'm very clear. That's dope for me. And I think the last thing that I will share here is just, you know, I was on this walk the other day, and it's, you know, the snow is on the ground here. It's super cold. But for whatever reason, I had this really vivid flashback of the walks that I used to take around my complex, my apartment complex, when I lived in Austin. I walked a lot. And so I have so many memories of myself on those walks. And I started crying, you know, I really started crying, because, and at first it was like, yo, I really miss Austin, like, I really miss it. And I remember myself taking those walks when it was like warm and breezy outside, like, it just was so beautiful. And I'm here now doing this, and you know, it started off like that. But then it was like, that's not what I'm actually crying about. I'm grieving the Melanie from a year ago. I'm just grieving her. And it's not even grieving her as in like, I want her back and I want to go back. But it's just like, damn, I've grown so much, and it feels like so fast, that I need to still take moments to just miss her. To just miss an old version of myself, and realize that that is totally okay to do. It's okay. Like I said, it wasn't any deep thing, like I hate who I am now and I don't want, and I want to go back. It was just like, damn, like, me, that woman had no idea what she was in for, had no idea how deep her initiation into this new growth spurt, into this new version of herself would be. And I love her so much, because whatever she was doing then, whatever she chose, whatever she listened to, is what moved me here. And I miss her. I really miss her. So, you know, that part too is just allowing grief of old versions of myself, of yourself, to just wash over you. Let it come. Be with it, be in it, and then let it pass. It's always like a wave. It's all, grief is always like a wave. And grieving old parts of yourself is totally okay to do. And then once you move through that wave, just making sure that you take an equal moment to pay reverence to the you that is here now. So yeah, those are just some things, you know. I mean, there's so much more, but those are just some things that I really, man, I really got a chance to like cycle through and get some deep, like existential insight about. So this is, again, just a reminder how important it is for us to be documenting our journeys, whether it's just in our mind, whether it's in our journey, whether we share it with others, whether we have voice notes, or whether we just keep it, you know, in our memory, like of where we have come, how far we have moved, new versions versus old versions of ourselves, and just taking a moment to like sit and acknowledge. And this is also why, for me, it's so important for me to document this journey as I'm moving through it. Living as I'm sharing with you all. Like moving, sharing as I'm moving instead of sharing in hindsight. Because that's usually how a lot of, you know, teachers and guides and people just in general share. They share where they are after everything has already happened, instead of sharing what they're moving through as they're moving. And that's what I'm talking about as far as human care. Okay, so like this is how we support each other, by showing and telling, by modeling. Not modeling the endpoint, but modeling the journey. Not modeling, you know, the finish line, but modeling and sharing through the experience. And I'm deeply passionate about that, and that being a way that I support and serve my people, to be led by more people who are deeply devoted to their journey through this human experience, and sharing that freely and openly as a way of support to the people who listen to them and look at them. That is that we need more of that. And I am more than ready and willing to continue to drive, you know, that vehicle forward in the direction of more of that, to pioneer that. You know, maybe there are, I'm sure there are other people out there who have the same passion as I do. I think I'm going to close the episode here, but I've, you know, in the midst of sharing my journey and my insights, I've given you a ton of calls to action, a ton of things to think about and ponder and introspect about for yourself, and to just really acknowledge those moments again where you've split the chrysalis, where you've opened that cocoon, and even when you've come all the way out and flapped your wings for the first time, to really help yourself get acclimated to a new way of being, a new level, a new version of yourself. Really take time to be self-reverent and to honor those eras and those moments, and just be grateful to yourself, to whatever your, you know, higher power is, but also like just grateful to the human experience that you get to be here and learn and grow in all of these dynamic ways. All of these dynamic ways. And you're here with other people who are doing the exact same thing as you. So that is the whole purpose of this full-ass human community. Thank y'all. I love y'all so much. As always, you know, share with me your insights and your thoughts. Soon there will be a place, a container for us to do this, where after I record an episode or after I send out a newsletter, we can go there. You know, you have access to me in real time, to me and other people in the community, to like talk and like really dive deeper into anything that I've talked about, you know, publicly. So that'll be coming soon. I'll be talking about that. But in the meantime, you all, take care of yourself. Really and truly drink water. Allow your body to rest. Also allow your body to move. Allow yourself to be supported and to be taken care of if that's what you need. And if there are people who want to offer themselves to you in that way, that want to express love to you in that way, receive that. All right. Until next time, we will talk in the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionates face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.